The psychiatry unit at Central Vermont Medical Center recently stopped admitting new patients. By the end of the month, it will close altogether in an effort to save the hospital system money. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp spoke with former patients who worry about what will happen when the service is gone.
I was ambitious to get these done by Christmas.
Lisa Ewald took up rug hooking recently. She's been making a set of angels out of strips of blue wool after taking a class at the senior center in Montpelier.
When sort of everything happened, I just turned to this. You know, it's like Zen. It's like you're focusing on that.
Everything that happened started in November, when Central Vermont Medical Center announced it planned to close its inpatient psychiatry unit. A few weeks later, they had a date, January 31st. The move came after state regulators told the Berlin Hospital they had to cap the money they get from seeing patients by $16 million less than the hospital requested in their annual budget. Anna Noonan, the hospital president, said they didn't consider any other cuts.
So smaller services with higher loss was part of the criteria. So we lost a significant amount of money in our inpatient psychiatric unit.
This unit is the only place in Central Vermont where anyone in a mental health crisis can get hospital care. The Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital is down the road, but they only take patients with the highest needs. Lisa has been a patient at CVMC several times when she worked as a librarian in Northfield and more recently after moving to Montpelier. Getting the news that the service was going away, it really threw her.
My response was overwhelmed and crushed. So I turned inside and I started to destabilize.
She's doing better now. But she says an important piece of mental health care is having support from friends and family and community resources, all easier to access when hospital care is close by. From Central Vermont, the next closest hospital open to anyone in a mental health crisis is 40 miles away at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. That's if a bed is available. They're often not. In Vermont, close to half of mental health patients are stuck waiting in emergency departments for more than a day. For Lisa, thinking through the consequences of this decision is painful.
The terribly irresponsible part of this is they shut it before they created an alternative. I have that at times, you know, just despair. And also, I'm really more angry than I've ever been in my life.
It freaks me the hell out. I have no idea where I would go because I've always kind of thought of it as like worst case scenario, I go there, right? Now it's gone.
Ariana Anaya has also needed mental health care at Central Vermont Medical Center. She's 40 and lives in Montpelier. A year and a half ago, at a really stressful time in her life, she started having delusions. It was the first time she realized she had a mental health condition, and it got bad. Eventually, she was escorted to the hospital by the police. She stayed for 11 days.
I do think the ward saved my life. I didn't love it. I wasn't thrilled. The experience was, in certain respects, very, very frightening. But it was absolutely necessary.
She doesn't think she'll need hospital-level care again. But if she does...
Ooh, it kind of makes me nervous to think about because, Jesus, where the hell? Dartmouth? Where's Dartmouth? And am I driving myself? Like, what if my partner's at a conference or something? That would not work.
Starting next week, if someone is in a mental health crisis, they can still go to the emergency department at CVMC. But if they need admission, they'll be transferred. Maddie MacDonald has worked at the hospital as a mental health tech for 3.5 years. Over that time, several psychiatrists left, and the hospital couldn't replace them. A year ago, they reduced the capacity in the psych unit down to 8 patients. But she didn't expect the hospital to shut it down completely.
It's very insulting to the community that we serve. to have us go from limiting the number of patients that we can have to now not having any at the end of the month.
She says she's going to miss the patients.
We have a lot of people who are regulars. We have a lot of people that we feel like we service well. And I think it's going to be a really hard transition.
Like for Lisa Ewalt, the hospital has always been her last resort when she's really sick. She wants to think she won't need hospital care again. But getting sick, it's not something she can control. For now, she's trying to focus on other things. Reading, rug hooking, her rambunctious 8-month-old kitten.
There's going to be parts of my life that are going to be okay, you know? I'm going to be okay. I mean, I called a friend this morning for a little moral support, and she said, you know, we've got you if something happens. She said that.
If she does need hospital care for a mental health crisis, she won't be going to Central Vermont Medical Center if she can help it. She wants to avoid having to go to the emergency department just to wait and go through the process again somewhere else. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.